Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live here in Los Angeles, sunny Southern California, having some fun on Living the Good Life show. Lots to cover this morning. It's a great week. Anyhow, before we do that, we're going to dive right into a great segment every week here, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. How you doing? Good morning.
Well, hi, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Hey, folks, for those of you who've been listening to our show, I'm going to say it again. I think that cannabis is the wonder plant, a gift from God, because recent studies have shown that cannabis can treat or alleviate the symptoms of a number of horrible ailments, including epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, I can't even say it, chronic pain, and the effects of chemotherapy. And some say it can even help in the end of life care. So today, we're going to talk about how cannabis can alleviate an all-too-common condition, migraine headaches. The statistics are incredible. More than 38 million Americans suffer from migraines. That's 13% of the people. And by the way, it just turns out that a high percentage of cannabis consumers use medical marijuana to treat their condition and have been doing it for thousands of years, according to manuscripts from the Middle East. Actually, ancient writings tell us that doctors used cannabis for patients for their head pains. So, with us today to explain and how cannabis helps migraine sufferers is Dr. Patel. She's a recognized expert in the field of medical cannabis and is in New Jersey right now. And she also graduated from Northwestern, my alma mater. Hello there, Dr. Patel. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing great.
Good. Well, we're happy that we have you on because I think this is a very important subject, just because there's so many people that not only have migraines, but have headaches. Can you explain to our listeners exactly how cannabis alleviates migraine pain and pain related to other headache disorders?
Sure. So a couple different ways, right? So clinically, what happens is that it affects three different factors. It affects the severity of pain, it affects the duration of pain, so how long the migraines last, and it affects the frequency of the migraine, right? So typically what I see is that the patients who complain that their migraine headaches range on anywhere from a 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst. They say that with cannabis, the pain drops down to 1 to 3. When it comes to duration, typically, a lot of these patients are on what we call triptans, right? So they're a class of medications that are very commonly prescribed for migraines. And with these medications, you have to catch the migraine at just the right time. And if these patients don't, then they end up having to bear through the migraine for the next 2 to 3 days. Now, the nice thing about cannabis is that these patients didn't have to catch the migraine at the right time. They sort of had more freedom in terms of when they, you know, took the cannabis. And when they did take it, typically their migraines resolved within about an hour or so.
When you say, you know, take the cannabis, how are they taking it? Are they inhaling it? Are they vaping it? Are they putting a tincture? You know, what method are they using?
So there's various different methods, and those methods sort of depend on what type of migraine pain the patient is experiencing, okay? So if it's a severe pain, you need immediate relief, right? So in that case, you're probably just going to use a form of inhalation because it's quick acting. Now, if you're looking to prevent the pain on an ongoing basis, yeah, you have the option of inhalation, but then you have other options available to you as well, right? There's edibles, there's tinctures, which are drops that you put under the tongue, So you have a wide variety of options available to you.
Now, does one work any better than the other, would you say, or does it depend on the person?
They work equally effectively, right, as long as you're taking it correctly. So that's the main thing, and as long as you're using the right method for the right situation is what I would say.
Now, does that mean that it's just pure CBD, or does there have to be some THC in it?
So typically with migraines, what's been more effective clinically, I found, is that CBD is far more effective than THC when it comes to migraine pain.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
So smoking it is not the best way to do it then?
So typically, no. I don't recommend smoking in general because long-term, it does do damage to the lungs, right? And if you're living in an area where you don't have access to products that are lab-tested, and you're probably buying something off the streets, then in all likelihood, that product probably has a high amount of THC. And so if you're someone who's suffering with migraine headaches, in all likelihood, it's probably not going to be as effective. And so what's more effective for these patients is to use CBD oil.
Interesting. Now, if let's say you get a tiny feeling for it, but you haven't gotten it coming on yet, would that be like the time to take it?
You can take it at any point. At any point, whether it's just starting or, you know, it's at the point where it's throbbing pain. It doesn't matter at which point you take it. So that's the kind of the nice thing about using cannabis products is that you have that freedom. You're not sort of stuck to using it within just a certain period of time.
Okay. Now, let's say, you know, I'm a migraine sufferer. Thank goodness I'm not. But I'm out somewhere. And, you know, I haven't taken my CBD oil with me, my tincture. And all of a sudden, the headache comes on or the migraine comes on. Do I wait it out or should I immediately, you know, go back home? What does a person do in a situation like that?
So, I mean, typically, you know, it depends on where you live and what's legal and what's not legal. If you happen to live in a state where you can carry, you know, CBD products on you, then, you know, you can use it right then and there immediately. But if you live in a state where it's not legal to have on you, then, you know, you can't use it right then and there.
Yes, obviously. Now, I imagine that the use of cannabis for head pain has resulted in a decrease of using opiates. Are there any statistics to back that up or... is there any information coming out about that?
Clinically, I can tell you clinically, there are studies that have been done, but clinically what I found is that patients definitely, you know, they'll come see me, they'll take the medical marijuana or the CBD product, you know, over the course of the year. And when they come back to me, they'll tell me, you know what? I just use the cannabis products to help with my migraine headaches. I no longer take my prescription medication. That's usually, you know, best case scenario. And then there are patients where they do need to continue to take their prescription medications, but they continue, but they're taking lower doses and they're taking a fewer number of prescription medications to help manage their migraines. So those are sort of the best-case scenarios that I've encountered.
Okay.
And then back in, 2016 in Colorado, there was a study that was done. And what they did was that they looked at migraine sufferers between January 2010 and September 2014. And 85% of the 121 participants in the study reported that they experienced a reduction in how often they had their migraines. And that's pretty significant. And that correlates to the clinical outcomes that I've seen as well. It also reduced the number of migraines that they had from about 10 a month to 4.6. So that's half, right? Yes. Same thing in terms of what I've seen clinically. I've had patients come in saying that, you know, they experience about 2 to 3 migraines a week, and then they come in and tell me, you know what, now I get migraines maybe once every 3 to 6 months or so.
Oh, that's so marvelous. I wish I could spend more time talking to you, but please tell our listeners your website and how they can contact you.
Sure. So they can go to Dr., abbreviated Dr., Rachna, Rachna Patel, patel.com, and they can get more information there. I also have a YouTube channel, and they can just Google the CBD oil expert or the medical marijuana expert YouTube, and they'll find my channel. And I'm always posting more and more information on there.
Oh, that's terrific. And no 800 number for them to call?
No, I don't have one at this point.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for being on. I know you're having a book that will be coming out in the springtime, and we'd love to have you back on so you can talk about the book, and we'll help promote it for you.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being with us today on Cannabis Healing. And thank you to all of our listeners. I want you to tune in next week because we are going to celebrate the historic full legalization of cannabis in Canada. Meanwhile, I want you to stay in touch with us. Please, on Twitter and Facebook, you can go to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. And until next week, stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.